Hello, I'm Diane Taylor, and welcome to the Shetland Resolve Camcast. If you've ever found yourself overthinking something peery, something small, maybe reacting more strongly than you expected to something, or shutting down when things feel too much, or wondering, why do I do this? Then this episode will likely make a lot of sense to you. Because what we're going to talk about today is why it can feel like there are only two options with emotion. You either push it down or it becomes too much. And if you've experienced that even a few times, it makes complete sense that part of you starts to avoid feeling anything at all. This doesn't usually show up in dramatic ways. It's often very ordinary. You send a message and you don't get a reply. And your mind is suddenly busy. What did I say? Have I annoyed them? Should I send another message? Or you have a slightly uncomfortable conversation, nothing major, but later on you're replaying it in your mind. Maybe your body feels tight and you cannot quite settle. Or the opposite. You just switch off. It's fine. It doesn't matter. And then you feel a bit flat, maybe a bit disconnected. And before you know it, you're distracting yourself from it, maybe scrolling or snacking or reorganizing something that really didn't need reorganizing. Which can look very productive, but isn't always the reason that you're doing it. So, the first thing to say is this: if this sounds like you and your experiences, there is nothing wrong with you. This isn't because you're too sensitive. Even though you might have been told that. And it's not because you're bad at handling emotions. It's because your system is trying to help you cope. And this is where something really helpful comes in. Capacity. When I talk about capacity, I simply mean your range. That is your range for feeling something and still staying steady with it. So, for example, you might feel a bit frustrated and still be able to think clearly, speak calmly, and choose how you respond. That's within your capacity. But on another day, maybe when you're more tired or already stretched with a lot of things on your plate, that very same situation can feel like it's a lot. You might notice that your body tightens, your thoughts speed up, you just feel more reactive, or you find yourself shutting down. Same situation, different capacity. And the important thing to understand is your capacity changes. It's not a fixed set thing. You'll already know this. Some days you take things in your stride, and other days maybe somebody loads the dishwasher wrong, and suddenly it feels like a significant emotional event. Well, we know that's not about the dishwasher. That's your capacity being a bit narrower that day. So when people are told, just feel your feelings, sit with it, go deeper, on the face of it, that can sound helpful to process emotion. But if your system is already near its limit, doing those things can actually tip you into overwhelm or into shutting down. And then your system learns that wasn't safe. So next time, it protects you sooner. What actually helps is much less dramatic. It's not about going deeper with your emotions. It's about working within your capacity and working with something small enough that you can come back to it. Because that coming back to steadiness is the part that builds trust in your nervous system and builds capacity. Think of it like this. If you dip your foot into cold water for a moment and then step back out, your body adjusts. But if you jump straight into freezing water, like I do sometimes, your whole system reacts. And in building your capacity, your emotional and nervous system capacity, the work is much more like the first, not the jumping straight in to the freezing water. Just a small, manageable dip, and then back to steadiness. And if you're listening to this and thinking, well, I don't feel overwhelmed, I just actually don't feel much at all, that matters too. Because that kind of numbness isn't nothing. It's actually protection. It's your system deciding that feeling would be too much right now. And the work there is not to force feeling. It's to begin with safety and building safety to feel. The audio that I'm about to mention is designed for working with everyday emotions and building capacity. It's not for working with the most intense or overwhelming experiences. And that can sometimes raise a question. You might think, well, what's the point of working with something small if I feel that I can already handle that? But this is where the shift happens. because your nervous system doesn't build capacity through intensity, not chucking yourself straight into the freezing water. It builds capacity through repetition, through small moments where you notice something and then come back to steadiness again and again. That's what creates lasting change. That's what widens your range, so that when something bigger does come along, your system has more space, more capacity to stay steady with it. If something already feels overwhelming or destabilizing, that kind of work is best done in a one-to-one setting, where you can be supported and guided moment by moment. But this audio is about building the foundation that makes that kind of work safer and more effective. So, as you're listening to this, you might begin to notice where this shows up for you. Moments where things feel just a bit too much, or where you switch off more quickly than you'd like and find yourself distracting yourself from having feelings at all. And also how quickly your system tries to protect you by speeding up or by shutting things down. And once you start to see that, it can bring up a very natural question. How do I work with this without making it worse? And that's exactly why I created a guided audio to support this called Feel Without Flooding. And in it, I guide you through a very gentle experience of noticing something small and coming back to steadiness again and again. Not forcing anything, not going deep, just allowing your system to learn through experience. And if you're part of the Calm Collective membership, this audio sits alongside this month's session on building capacity safely. The video session explains what's happening. The audio helps you experience it. And if you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. You don't need to feel everything. You don't need to push through overwhelm. You don't need to force change. Steadiness grows through safety. And it starts small. If this episode resonated with you, you can follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you know somebody who maybe tends to feel either too much or not much at all, you might gently share this with them. You'll find the link to the Feel Without Flooding audio in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Do take care of yourself and go gently.